Okay, so at this point, we actually do understand some stuff about websites, and we understand the terminology, some of the techie stuff. And we also, if you have gone through the videos and actually performed everything, you have a very basic WordPress installation done and completed. What is WordPress, though? Why are we going that route? What about it makes us choose that as a platform? And those are kind of the things that we're going to talk about in this series. So first up, let's take a look at a traditional HTML website structure. This is kind of the way that things used to be before the whole Web 2.0 phenomena. And HTML is just a programming language that web developers are able to use. It's called a markup. As a matter of fact, HTML stands for hypertext markup language. It simply just is a language that lets you put images, text, and format that text and those images, videos, all that kind of stuff. You can put that on a website and control how it's displayed, so how it looks, essentially. Well, so here's what a traditional website might look like for a company. Again, this is the way things used to be. Your website is made up of usually several pages. You've got the home page. That's when people go to, you know, mywebsite.com, they're shown the home page. That typically was a static page, meaning that it didn't change very much. Why not? Because it was difficult to make those changes. A lot of times you'd have to get a web designer to make the change for you. Okay, so it was a little bit costly. If you would make changes to that page, a lot of times it would break links to other pages. And here's why. For every single page that you put up, if you wanted to have a link to it, well, maybe you make a change on that page, or maybe you want to move it somewhere else for whatever reason, then everywhere that you have put a link to that page has to be updated. And if you forget about something, a lot of times even today you can go to some websites and click on something and it'll say, sorry, that doesn't exist anymore. It's a broken link. That's because it's not an automated system. Then you'd have a contact page. The contact page would usually have information on contacting the company, you know, name and address, that kind of stuff. Then you would probably have an About Us page. An About Us page typically had the stuff that, what the company does, maybe a little bit of background history, things like that. And these pages, let's say, for example, these three, a home page, a contact page, and an About Us page, it was kind of like there was a de facto standard on the internet of having these pages for a business. And that in and of itself is pretty simple. You got three pages, you upload the pages, right? But believe it or not, things would still look different. Maybe you set these three pages up and then you want to do a new page, and maybe you changed web developers, or you just decided you want to try something new, so you set up a new page and it might look differently. It might not have the same general feel. And again, all these links would have to manually be created. It was a real pain, because if I add an extra page, a lot of times the navigation would be maybe on the home page in a header or a footer or something. So if I add a page, guess what I have to do? I have to go to the home page, I have to edit that, and I have to create a new link to the new page that I just made. And then I have to go to the contact page, and I'd have to update the links on the contact page, and then I'd have to go to the About Us page and do the same thing. It was a pain in the butt. And that's why a lot of websites ended up being just like this, just three pages, and people didn't want to fool with the rest of it anymore. Imagine having to display a collection of information. Which brings up having an FAQ page. A lot of times companies would do what's called a FAQ, and it would be frequently asked questions. It would be one page that had all those frequently asked questions in one location. Well, so other websites might want to get a little bit more elaborate, and they would do articles. So here's the deal with that. For every article that you have two choices. You either put all the articles on one page, like an FAQ kind of thing, or you create a new page for every article. And every page that you make would have to have links pointing to other pages. And anytime you make an update or change something, guess what? All of those pages have to be updated. So what happened is, not only with the consistency of making everything look the same, a lot of times it all looked different. Also with the links needing to be updated so much, it was very, very difficult. And a lot of times people just, either the website looked pretty basic, or they had a full-time web team working on it. So now comes the blog, and this is where WordPress really started to shine. WordPress came on the scene initially as just something that you would install on your existing website. So you still got the home page, you still got the contact page and the about us, but now, instead of having to worry about all those articles and maybe an FAQ and all that kind of stuff, you could install a blog. And a blog was simply a platform, some software that would run in a certain section of your website, and it would manage all of those articles. So you could go to it and you could post a real short article about something. And the convenience of it would be that when somebody clicked on the blog link on your website, they would see the most current articles, for example. And they would be able to search through all the articles that are there. So it became a great way to organize your collection of information and topics. You could write about certain things. You could write about eating at restaurants. You could write about music. You could write about whatever you want. And you could organize things, and the blog would just keep it all nice and tidy. And the nice thing about it was, you could make your entire blog look consistent, and you could make changes very, very easily. So I could go to my blog and say, here's what I want it to look like. And now every time I make a new article, guess what? It automatically just looks like the other articles that I've got. If I go to that article and I make a change, the blog software is tracking all of the links. So unless I go into my, server and actually delete something manually, the old school way, the blog is keeping track of where everything is, so I can have things moved. Any links within the blog are automatically updated. So it was really cool. So guess what happened? After people started using the blog and realizing the potential of it, it started to be developed more. WordPress took it to another level, and it became so attractive that people then started to use the blog as their main website. It would control everything. So the blog software, as it were, had your homepage, it had a contact page, it had an about us, it had all of that stuff, and it was able to keep track of everything. Now, all of the benefits of the blog, the ability to update links, the ability to keep a consistent look, now your whole website had all of those features. Now, people were able to come to your homepage, and without you going to a developer, to get modifications made, that home page could now be dynamic. It could change. If there was news updates, if there was a new feature available in a product or software that your company was promoting, that was all dynamic. Every single time somebody came to your website, they could see new information. Now, instead of somebody having to manually go into a page and try to optimize it for keywords, for search engines, for example, a lot of that stuff was so much easier to do now inside of your blog, and your blog was running your whole entire website. Now, believe it or not, if I wanted to design a website, I could have it up and running in less than half an hour, and I could load all kinds of content into that website very quickly. And then if I wanted to change the whole entire look of the website, I could do it with literally the click of a button. Not only that, but now you had a consistent platform that would allow developers to create tools called plugins and widgets. And we're going to learn more about those later on throughout the course. But plugins and widgets are pieces of software that do specific jobs and add that functionality to your website. Let's say you're a real estate agent and you set up a website and you want people to be able to calculate how much down payment they need, what their payments will be at a certain interest rate, for example. You can go out and get a little plugin or a widget that is a mortgage calculator. You can put it on your website and you have just added that functionality to your website. Now they can go to a certain page, they can see a house that they like, and you can set it up so that on every single listing that you have on your website of a house, right next to it on the sidebar, there can be a little calculator that will let the people know they can calculate how much their mortgage payments will be. So now, instead of you having to pay a developer to create something specifically for your website, you can go out and usually you can find a plugin or a widget that will allow you to add that functionality to your website. And the best part of it is it looks very much integrated with your website. Most of the time, you can't even tell that it is, you know, something that isn't an integral part of the website, that you didn't design it that way, because it's something that's why they call it a plugin. You just plug in that feature to that part of your website and you just added the functionality of that feature. So before you continue, I want you to be kind of up to speed, because we're going to be going over a lot of information and I don't want you to get lost. We need to learn the specifics about how to use WordPress. So we're going to go over a lot of the basics. At this point, I want you to have a WordPress website installed like we did in the tutorial. I'm going to walk you through the basics. I'm going to show you how everything works, some custom configuration stuff that I recommend that you do, and then we'll get into more of the specifics, the plugins and themes, ways that you can change the look and behavior of your new website.